So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are awesome. Father, you are good. Father, you loved us so much. You gave us your best. And we thank you today and every day for that. We thank you for the master's call and the leaders. We thank you, Lord, that the word that is going to come forward will be encouraging, will be life-changing, will be a word that is in season, Father, and there will be no type of interruptions or hindrances. And Lord, I thank you for your family, us all on this call, and our extended family. So Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family members, have an awesome day, and I am going to turn the call over to our host. Are you there, victorious woman of God? Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Prayer General. Take it away. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, it was such a joy hearing your voice this morning. We give God glory for you on this thankful Thursday. Good morning, good morning, good morning, the Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, where I tell you God is just so faithful, and we are so graciously thankful on this thankful Thursday for what he's doing and for who he is. Let me give you a little information on this call. If this is your first time, it started back in October 2010 by two wonderful, wonderful women of God. They are our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And we're so thankful to God that they said yes to the Master's Call, our telecommunication sanctuary. And the scripture that it stands on is in Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we have a website. Yes, you can always go to this website and get all the messages that have been placed there from back in 2010, as well as look at the bios of our speakers. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, the theme for the year, which I love, 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 is in 2018, through me, supernatural, expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Oh, glory to God. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed, wonderful ministry, you might want to greet, which is Minister Robin did so wonderfully, or you may even want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. You can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, which we verbally take on Fridays, but if you're unable to do that, send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what started us all together was this awesome, awesome health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family, actually Antonio Diaz de Leon, over 28 years ago, and now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we have the best products on this side of heaven to help people get a healthier life. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll share more information with you. Now, also, we have the new morning motivational call that's held right after this call, every Monday through Friday, to give you great information about these products. And today is Testimonial Thursday, so you definitely want to get on and hear the wonderful testimonies about this product. Now, these products, rather. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. 770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, you may even have PCS, Metro PCS or T-Mobile or Boost. Well, you may need this bridge number, which is 716-293-9707. Follow the prompts, and it'll take you directly to where you can dial it, that number and get in on Testimonial Thursday. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God who loves the Lord, and she is a blessing to the masses. She's been with us from the inception of this call, and God has used her tremendously in so many aspects. She loves the Lord with all her heart. She is none other than our minister, Willa Peterson, who has been married to Gerald Peterson for 43 years. Praise God. And is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy, and the grandmother to one adorable granddaughter, Taryn Messiah. And she is a blessing to the family. In October 2016, Minister Will and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida, after living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, for 38 years. And Minister Willa was a member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, until relocating to Tampa. God has blessed this woman of God to unite and become a member of Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she's very involved with the Salvation Army ministry. She is honored to be a part of this ministry for the many opportunities it affords her, from feeding the residents who are bused to her church every Sunday morning for nourishment for their bodies and soul, to sharing her messages from the TMC, as well as praying about their needs and concerns. She serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. As a teacher with emphasis of reading diagnosis and remediation, Minister Willa left the profession to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children with special needs and as a librarian. She resigned from the profession after a terminally ill diagnosis of her beloved mother-in-law. She returned to teaching teaching profession after the passing of her mother-in-law as a substitute teacher for the Chicago Public School System. She is a certified health coach, a wellness educator. She has over 20 years of experience of knowledge of foods that nourish the body at the cellular level. She overcame health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle. She is excited about this chapter of her new life in Tampa. However, most of all, she is excited about getting to know people in that area, sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord. She loves his word, and she strives to serve in the capacity that God has placed her in. We are talking about the one, the only, Minister Willa Peterson of Tampa, Florida. Are you there, woman of God?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda, and thank you so much, our prayer general, for all you do for the Master's Call and for that warm introduction. And I just have one correction that I can make today, and that is tomorrow my beloved husband and I will celebrate our 44th wedding anniversary. So praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. I had it down to the number of days, but he told me that sounded like a prison sentence. So stop telling people how many days it is. It's been 44 years. So anyway, we'll praise the Lord. And thank you so much, Minister Robin. Oh, you just fill my heart with joy as I heard your voice this morning. We have missed you, and we love you dearly. And thank you for all those kisses that you send over the phone. And to our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we affectionately call our Dr. Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our beloved Mother Eagle. I call her our E1, our Equal Opportunity Nest Ejector. Thank you so much for all that you see in each and every one of us. You've taken us from greeting to hosting to bringing the word of God, and God has used that to take us to new heights. So thank you so much. And my TMC family, what would we be without you? Thank you for taking time in the morning to come by here to sit at the table to hear a word that God puts on our hearts each Monday through Friday morning. So Heavenly Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring forth the word that you put on my heart, Father, let me give it clearly. Father, I pray that all hearts and minds are attuned to the word and that we can take this word and use it to be a blessing to someone else. I know I not only am talking to the family, but I'm also ministering to me. Give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, last week I ministered on how to fine-tune your spiritual lenses by abiding in Christ. The scripture passage I cited is found in John 15, 1 through 6, which is the vine and the branches. And I'm not going to read that, but if you have time later on, go on and read that. I referenced the steps to fine-tune your spiritual lenses, enabling us to abide in Christ through prayer and worshiping God. I also listed the benefits of these vital steps necessary to abide in Christ. I said prayer is a mighty force when guidance is needed for the next step. When we pray, it may appear that the situation about which we are praying has not been addressed. However, when we abide in God and His Word and lean not on our own understanding, but allow God to direct our paths, He will do that through His loving care, grace, and mercy, and provide us with that peace that passes all understanding. And those are paraphrased verses of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and Philippians 4, 7. I said to praise is what we do to acknowledge someone's accomplishments. When we can praise anyone, however, as it relates to God, praise is boldly declaring and applauding something God has done. Worship is to be ascribed only to God, recognizing that He alone is worthy of our worship. I also presented the important role worship plays in abiding in Christ. I likened worship to a corrective lens and referenced Luke 24:15. Where the disciples were praising and worshiping Jesus while He was ascending before their very eyes. And they worshiped Him, it says, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. I also discussed three thoughts to fine-tune our lenses in order to abide in Christ. Number one, I said worship allows us to communicate our feelings toward God. Two, worship allows us to change our focus from the situation to the resurrected Christ. And I said worship allows us to channel our faith. So today I will minister on seeing through the lenses of humility and compassion as we abide in Christ. Seeing through the lens of humility allows us to see ourselves the right way. See ourselves the way Jesus sees us. For James 4, 6, and 7 tells us, but He gives grace. He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Now, it is not always easy to be humble, to allow humility to supersede pride. And we can see how that happened in Genesis 3, 1 through 6, which is called the fall. And you know about that, but I'm going to read it. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to woman, did God actually say you should not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, you may eat of the tree of the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make her more wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Just as he deceived Eve, just as Satan deceived Eve, believing that eating from the tree that was off limits would make them as wise as God, she allowed pride to come before humility. You see, Satan is cunning, and his deceptives never change. He desires nothing more than for us to fall to pride. However, when we allow our spiritual lens to be fine-tuned through humility, we have the ammunition necessary to defeat Satan. We must not allow Satan to trick us into succumbing into any of his tactics. Fine-tuning our spiritual lens through humility will eradicate the desire to choose to be prideful when we really should be humble. Family, fine-tuning our spiritual lenses through humility will enable us to esteem others more highly than we esteem ourselves. Philippians 2, verses 1 to 3, in referring to unity through humility, says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. You see, family, selfish ambition is the work of the flesh and has always been the source of divisions in the church. You know, that's how Satan really tries to take the church down. Like while serving in the churches and whatever ministry or capacity God has placed us to serve, we should fill our hearts with a sense of gratitude to serve God, but oftentimes our hearts are filled with pride. For example, the fact that the choir director wanted another soloist to sing, quote unquote, your song is no reason to get bent out of shape and quit the choir. The fact that someone else served the pastor during a church dinner is no reason to stop speaking to the sister who you thought took, quote unquote, your job. Satan looks forward to playing on the hearts and minds of God's children to bring division in the church. Being happy for the soloist who sang the song you normally sing, the sister or brother who made the pastor's plate during the church dinner, and also brothers sing too. There's no reason to get upset about that because there is room for all of us. Let us do nothing inside or outside of the church for selfish ambition or conceit, and let us always esteem others better than ourselves. Let that be the true mark that we strive for. This is not to say, family, that we should not think highly of ourselves. However, we are not to think more highly of ourselves. This is a sure way to fall. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So let's abide in humility. Let us allow that spiritual lens to be fine-tuned so we can look more like Christ. Finally, let us abide in Christ by fine-tuning our spiritual lenses and compassion. In Luke 10, verses 27 through 37, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I chose that passage because it is so current today. I mean, it's still applicable. And it reads, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what do I do? What must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So, too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Excuse me. Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. This parable of the Good Samaritan illustrates the depth of God's love for us. The story of the Good Samaritan happened on a road between 2 cities. The priest, the Levite, and the Good Samaritan were traveling on that road because they all had somewhere to go. The priest in this parable, whom we thought would have had compassion on the man, we would have thought that he would have stopped, but he crossed to the other side of the road. Could he have crossed because he felt ill-equipped to do anything to assist the man who had been beaten? Or did he not stop because it was his turn to serve in the temple? You see, the Jews had many priests in Jesus' day, that each team served in the temple for only 2 weeks out of the year. So perhaps it could have been his turn to serve, and he didn't want to miss it. Or perhaps he did not stop to render aid because he didn't know if the man was dead or alive. For if the man were dead and the priest touched the body, he would be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, rendering him unfit for temple duties. Now the Levite led religious worship and maintained the temple grounds. Did he not stop to help the wounded man because it was outside of his job description? Both the priest and the Levite demonstrated that religious work does not make someone the true servant of God. And I'll say that again. Religious work does not make someone a true servant of God. The least likely person to assist with the injured man was the Samaritan. All 3 men noticed the wounded man, but the one who, quote unquote, saw with compassion was the Samaritan. Have we allowed ourselves to be connected to the vine so that our lens of compassion can be fine-tuned? How many times have we seen that man or woman on the street begging for food or money and cross the street to avoid them? How often have we seen that person in need standing outside the door at the grocery store and made the choice to go out on the other door to avoid them? Now, I'm not just asking you these questions. I'm giving myself a self-check as well. I know there are a lot of con artists out there, and in our own reasoning, it is difficult to know who to help. However, as you and I abide in Christ through prayer, worship, having faith, showing humility and compassion, we allow these spiritual lenses to be fine-tuned, then we will be those change agents needed so desperately in the world today. So family, I am pretty sure all of us will see that person today on the street who may or may not be holding a sign soliciting for food, for money or water, etc. Can we be those persons today who will show humility and compassion? Perhaps you don't like to give money to someone who asks for it, but can you take a detour? Can I take a detour from my schedule to buy them a sandwich or even to ask you them what we can help them with? Our small act of kindness to someone who has nothing to offer can have a major impact to someone in need. I'll say that one more time. Our small act of kindness to someone who has nothing to offer can have a major impact to them, for they are in need. My family, I pray this message has been a blessing to you, and I will now turn you the call back over to our host. Host, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that profound message, keeping us in tune and in check on the, having the compassion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, holy, wonderful, and magnificent God, we thank you, Lord, our Father, for being the God that you are, for being our Alpha, our Omega, for sustaining us each and every day. We thank you, oh God, for blessing your people, Lord God, with the powerful word this morning, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that we will keep in check according to your word, Lord God, that as you hide, as we hide your word in our hearts, we may not sin against you, but be followed and directed by the Spirit of truth. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God who have given us this powerful word. We ask that you bless, pour blessings on top of blessings within her realm, Lord God, in her surroundings, and everywhere her need is met, need where she needs, Lord God, I thank you and glorify you that you will meet the need and even her desires, Lord God. I thank you for her family, for her surroundings, for her church family, and I ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen and keep her in perfect peace as her mind continues to stay on you. I thank you, Father, for every individual on this call, and I ask you, Father, that you bless them in a special way, Father, this day and the days to come. We're asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you heal those that are in heaven health situations, Father. We thank you for Shatima, for Sharon Stowers, for Pastor Lavona, for the Haney's, Lord God, for Jerry and for Kenneth Blackwell, for Linda, Lord God. We thank you that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb, and we glorify you, Father, for comforting and strengthening Kendra's family, Lord, her mother, her daughter, and her grandchildren, Father God, in a special way. We thank you, Father, for the Artist Life Health Regional, Father, that you are blessing it at this very hour. And we give your name praise and glory for all that you're doing in this moment and in this time. We thank you, and we say hallelujah to your name. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, we definitely want you to share this call with somebody because it was definitely a wonderful message. And that number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. I tell you, we're going to say happy, happy anniversary to the Pattons, Brother Lester and Dr. PK. Happy anniversary to you. And we love and appreciate the both of you. We hope that you celebrate joy and in the joy of the Lord this day and the days to come. And also, family, I just want to share with you to get prepared for the regional. The regional will be in Houston at the Marriott South by Hobby Airport, and that's July 6th, 7th, and 8th, where on the 8th, our very own anointed and appointed minister, Edith Byrd, will minister that Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Be in the place because I'm sure there's going to be a blessing in store for you. And also, the new Morning Motivational Call is coming up next with Testimonials Thursday. That number again is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Well, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. So wonderful to hear your voice. And thank you again, Minister Willa Peterson, for such a profound message this morning, keeping us in check on having the compassion of our Lord and Savior. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Father, we thank you so much because you have, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for fine-tuning those areas of our life where we need to have the fine-tuning done. And Lord, I believe that when we are humble, compassion will naturally follow. So help us to be humble and compassionate servants of you, not just today, Lord, but always. Thank you for our family for getting us together today. Now, Lord, I ask that you bless each and every person, each and every family member as we go out this day, that you continue to order our footsteps, that you be that lamp unto our path and a light into our lamp unto our feet and a light into our path, showering us with your protection, your love, your grace, and your mercy. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. As I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you on the call in the morning. Bye-bye.